Welcome back to the program. It is Tuesday. It's about 6:39. And I thought what we would do in this particular segment
There's a phone call. Can you take this call?
No.
This guy keeps calling in the other room, and I'm trying to get some work done in there. Can you take this call, please?
No, we're going to do this next segment here of this story that I found out.
Come on. Give me a break. Well, yeah, I need to get some work done, and this guy keeps calling. I don't want to deal with him anymore. He wants to talk to you.
Fine. Here, let me fire up the thing. All right. Thanks for calling. This is Seth. What can I do for you?
Yes, I'm trying to reach Seth Miller in Wisconsin Moron News.
This is Seth, and it's the Wisconsin Morning News. Good morning to you, sir. What can we do for you?
Is my favorite person Tom there?
Tom, he's in the studio. He's got a couple things that he wanted to do. He said that you were just on the phone, and I needed to talk to you. What's the matter?
Tom is my favorite. His milkshakes bring all the boys to the yard.
Well, that's not the first time we've heard that, that's for sure. He's a good guy.
Your show is disgusting. You're a pig.
What?
You consider yourself a broadcaster. You're not a broadcaster.
Well, hang on a second now. That's kind of a harsh statement to make. Why? What have we done? Probably me. What have we done to upset you? What's your name?
My name is Sid.
Sid, well, welcome to the program, Sid. You've been listening for a long time, have you?
You could say that. I try not to. Okay. Unless Tom is there by himself.
Okay. Well, occasionally I take some time off. Tom runs the ship.
Thank God. When is the next time you're taking off?
Not for a while. I've got things I got to take care of here, my friend. Sid, what's up? What's the matter? What have we done to upset you?
I hate you.
Okay. Well,
your opinion, you fat pig.
Sid, that's...
I bet your mother's embarrassed of you.
Sid, I don't want to make you feel bad, but my parents are both deceased.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, so let's...
Well, that's funny, because I thought I was in the grocery store with your mother the other day, and she saw a wet floor sign, and she wet the floor.
That's not funny, Sid. All right, so what can we do, Sid? What's the matter? What can we do to make things better for you, my friend?
I just don't know. I think your mother was stupid for even having you.
What? That's... Okay, now listen. All right, enough with the complaint about my mom.
Your mom is so stupid, she stole the free sample.
Sid, you sound disgruntled, okay?
A little bit.
You're disgusting. You'll never be a broadcaster like Dan Rather.
No, probably not. I try to be as honest as I possibly can. Sid, it sounds like you need a hug, my friend. Do you need a hug? Can we just hug you on the radio?
I heard your mother was a fat pig like you. She's so fat, she's on both sides of your family.
See, why are you picking on my mom? Why, Sid? Why?
You are her evil spawn. I hate you.
No, Sid, listen.
Your show sucks. I hate you.
No, the show... No. Okay, then why do you keep listening?
What? Because Tom's there.
Okay, because Tom's there. All right. Sid...
His voice is like a thousand angels ringing in.
And you get all warm and googly when Tom talks, don't you, my friend?
The boys at the club do.
Sid, I appreciate you calling in, all right? I will do everything I can to bring in more Tom for the program, okay?
Your mama is so stupid, she can't even read an audiobook.
Sid... Okay, Sid, I'm going to find a phone number for some therapy. I think you have anger management issues, and we're going to do everything we can to get you some help. How about that? Or you could just start drinking heavily. Well, of course, it sounds like you're already doing that.
Well, I have to go now. I have to go back to the men's locker room and the steam room. We're sitting around talking.
Okay. All right. We'll enjoy that. I hope everything I enjoy. Have a good time.
I just want to let you know I enjoy your show.
Well, thank
you. Only when Tom's there.
All right, thank you, Sid. You're a wonderful person, and we love you. And
I hope you die in a car crash on the way home.
Okay, thank you very much, Sid. Have a
fat pig. Disgusting, sweaty. You smell like you have meat coming from your pores. I hate you.
Well, that's after the buffet. All right, have a great day, Sid. Thank you very much for calling in.
Die violent.
Okay, thank you, Sid. Thank you. Wow.
We have your number from caller ID. Your porch will be burned down when you get home.
You know, I think Sid has issues, but that, you know, that's okay. We are here to help. You think, you know, Sid reminds me of something. Not everybody likes everything they do. sometimes you're in your job and you hate it, right?
Sure.
Sometimes you just hate your job. So what do? You can't, not everybody can just up and leave. So you got to make the best of it. Here are five ways to make the best of it if you absolutely hate your job or you hate the radio show you're listening to. Focus on
one
something.
One is easier to change than the other, by the way.
Yes, your job is. Focus on something you're good at. There's got to be something you're good at your job.
I really rock the coffee break.
There it is.
Hard.
The worst thing you can do is concentrate on stuff that's wrong or that you've missed your promotion. Focus on the things that are good.
Reports? Nah, I suck at those.
TPS reports? Forget it. Set some goals. Make them small and attainable. Give yourself props when you hit them.
My goal is to get through this day of
there
drudgery.
It is. And when you're done, enjoy. Crack it open and have a great time. Avoid confrontation. Now, a lot of times we perceive that our boss hates us, but that's not exactly true.
No,
but
the boss more wants to toy with you than hate you, of course.
If you think your boss hates you, you know, don't kill yourself trying to be impressive. Just lay low, okay? You also want to enjoy, avoid confrontations. Instead, seek out a positive mentor. There must be someone there at work that you admire, somebody that you look up to. Hook up with them. Find something to annoy them with.
The boss is far more interested in playing on your insecurities.
Yeah, precisely.
I see you signed for that second mortgage last week, did you?
Uh-huh. So, I suppose you need this job to pay the bills, huh? Try and be grateful. This is probably the best one. First of all, you've got a job. Second, scientists say that if you say thank you to coworkers who actually deserve it, you will be less depressed. There it is. Now, after Sid called in, bust my chops about how he loves Tom and hates us, that's okay. I find things that are positive about my job, and one of them is this.
A $160 ticket because I went through a stop sign. I went through the stop sign on a bicycle, and I got pulled over by a cop with a gun and a badge and a whole car. I don't know if you've ever been pulled over on a bicycle. I pulled over, but you don't pull over on a bicycle, you just stop pedaling. You're already to the side of the road. I swear to God, oh, this dipshit was trying to make detective or something. The first thing out of his mouth, he approached the vehicle, is the term. I swear to God, walks up, he's just like, whoa, what's the hurry? You can't say that to me. You're in a car. I came down a hill. That's like Mother Nature and gravity. And it's like, you didn't see me? I followed you for like 17 blocks. No, I didn't see you. Probably because I don't have rearview mirrors, because I'm on a damn bicycle. How'd you get your job? What'd you win this in a raffle?
Thank you for such a great show.
The news you need, the issues you're passionate about.
Okay, here's the point I'm trying to make.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.